tubs in the 305s, but we are now out of time. In the background is I Am Dynamite. They are playing, I believe, let me go back to that page. They are playing The Shelter with Sound Logic on Saturday night, but we are, everybody is looking at me. We've got time to play Sound Logic, they say. So we are going to get into, do we? All right, well, here's Sound Logic because Mr. White just said that we have a few more minutes to go. So Sound Logic doing something called Manager's Rules, and they are playing with I Am Dynamite at Saturday night at The Shelter. All right, we're going to bring down Sound Logic. Manager's Rules is the name of the song they're doing because we are ready to go live in the studio here today with a very special performance of I've been told it's kind of like punkish bluegrass. So, there you go, Mr. White says no, huh? All right, what do we got?
Well, today on the Motor Live Drive at 5, we have Rickard Pass. Right here on the live drive. Hey, guys, are you there?
Yeah. Hey,
you are there. Hey, in fact, we'll have to find out exactly what you guys are playing. Why don't you just go ahead and give us a song? Find out what you do play.
All right. Sounds good. The song's called The Hell. Ready, Joe?
Well, what you gonna do?
too fast.
All right. Yes. Here in the studio, we have Rickert Pass.
It's Rickert Pass.
Rickert Pass. Oh, I've got to get that correct. Now, Mr. Rickert, would you like to introduce the band?
Sure. To my right here on the guitar, and he's also the mandolin player, is Baby Joe Vega.
How's it going?
And to my left on the bass is Dallas Morgan.
Hi, Mom.
And on guitar and vocals. Well, I make that banjo and vocals.
Yeah, that my name's Mason.
Mason. That's well, me. Also known as Boots Damn Conrad.
That's me.
And Mr. Rickert.
as I'm
turning to Mr. White.
All right. And Dallas, you also play washboard with the band, but today you're sitting in on bass.
Back on the bass.
All right. Now, you guys are all local musicians?
We are. Yeah. We're all from within about 20 minutes of where we are right now.
All right. Well, that's a good place to be. It was easy to get to then.
It was. We could follow the GPS, right?
Yeah. And instructions. Simple written instructions. That was kind of tough.
All right. Now, you've got a big show coming up.
We do. We have a show September 20th with Scott at PJ's Logger House. And that'll be a good time. It's not going to be too expensive to get in, and it's promised to be a good time, I promise.
All right. Well, hey, have you got another song for us?
Yeah.
Looks like we got about 10 more, if you'll let us.
Well, we just might let you. We're just starting out, so take it away.
All right. The song's called Hold On.
Every time I close my eyes, I see your smile full of lies, and I learn the truth. It's not my fault, that's my disguise. Just keep your head up to the skies. So I hold on to, so hold on. Never lay back on your knees, oh. I'd hold it out, you to see this worn out soul is worn on my sleeve. This faith of mine is small, I know I lost everything. It's all I hold of you, it's all I believe. So hold on, may we live life on your knees. Oh, hold on, only live just as
just sounded real nice going over the air today.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, well, that's good for you to know.
It is. It's great.
It sounds real fine. You had a show last week at the Logger House.
We did. We had a real good friend of ours named Hang Dog Hearts from Indianapolis coming to town. And we wanted to show him a proper good party. And, well, we did. and it was a good time.
All right. In fact, it's so good, you're coming back this week or next week.
Yeah. It was good enough that they asked us to come back real soon.
Well, that's really soon.
Yeah.
For a very low price and a great time.
I understand PJ was very impressed with you, so.
Well, I mean, he's been more impressed with us in the past, but I think he was happy.
Well, today you're a three-piece, but I understand that there's actually, you know, about six musicians that are when you guys are traveling.
Well, us three are always there, and we used to have a guitar player, but we got rid of him, and we gathered another one from a band called SS Webb. He's a real good friend of ours out from Milwaukee. His name's Henry, and, you know, he lives in Milwaukee, so he didn't make it in for today, but he'll play with us. Then we've got a upright, you know, bass fiddle player from Cookeville, Tennessee. Well, he didn't make it either. So, and then we have, you know, a handful of fiddle players, depending on what town we're in, that'll jump up with us and fill it in a little bit.
We like having people sit in.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's fun.
All right.
Well, will any of them be at the Logger House on September 20th?
Yeah, we'll have our proper guitar player will be there.
All right.
He adds a lot to the show, a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of energy, and a real deep voice.
And everyone loves Henry.
Real deep voice.
But it's bound to be good.
All right.
Now, looking at you guys, you don't look like your traditional bluegrass players. You look like you'd be in a punk rock band. You got tattoos and long hair and beards and yeah. What got you guys into bluegrass?
I don't know. I think it's a mixture of things. It's a
love of music.
Yeah, the love of music. The love of actually playing music that's, you know, fun to play and not just about making noise. Another thing is too is we don't like to carry a lot of equipment with us.
Yeah.
it only takes lugging amps up and downstairs for a couple years to realize that you don't want to do that anymore.
Definitely part laziness. Definitely.
It's a lot of fun. And I'm gonna play another song for you here. It's called My Mistake. It's off our newest EP, which you can pick up online at iTunes, Amazon, or at waywardparade.com. It's about people telling you what you're doing ain't right, but it's your mistake to make, so we'll play that now. Never had a will, too much faith. No, I never had a reason. Me to stay. Well, I ain't got no time, no time to take, and I'm heading down this road. That's my mistake. Well, I'm heading down this road. That's my mistake. Another judge, well, another lie, I swear I'm innocent. Just this one time, well, I never had no love. Blame and mistake, and I'm heading down this road. That's my mistake. Well, I'm heading down this road. That's my mistake.
All the same, and they're heading down this road. That's my mistake. Well, I'm heading down this road. That's my mistake. Thank you. need to stay. Well, I ain't got no time, no time to take, and I'm heading down this road. That's my mistake. Well, I'm heading down this road. That's my mistake.
My mistake.
Oops.
All right. Oh, in fact, we said it sounded really good. If all our listeners out there want to get a hold of Rickett Pass, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you guys?
We're on Facebook. We've got two Facebooks.
You
can be our friend, or you can like us.
If you like us.
So, I mean, welcome to check that out. You can also find us on ReverbNation/Rickett Pass. Or, like I said, you know, earlier, you can find us, you can pick up our album or any of our merch at Amazon, iTunes, or at waywardparade.com.
All right, and Rickett Pass is spelled
RICKETT space PASS.
All right, just in case people want to get it right.
Is that a place?
I spent quite a bit of time in Alaska, and it's a it was like a wasn't the real name, but it was just like what the people in the town would call this really bad mountain pass because all the bridges were falling apart, you know, and it wasn't the safest way to go, but it was definitely the quickest.
So it was Rickett-y?
Rickett.
Yeah, Rickett-y.
Rickett-y.
All right.
All right. Well,
but, I was wondering where that name came from.
Well, now you know, and so does everybody else,
if they're listening.
This next song is a collection of some bluegrass tunes. We don't always play traditionally, which has got us a little bit of heat, you know, in the past. But we're gonna try to make it a little bit more traditional for you here for the next, you know, 3 minutes or so. But we're also gonna play tribute to our gangsta roots at the end as well. I guess here it goes.
This song that morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to Oland on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, oh, I'll fly away. May that circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by. There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Way down the road, just a mile from here, where you lay down a dollar or two. I'll hustle when you come back again. There's a jug of that good old Mountain Dew. They call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it, I feel. I'll hustle my mug, if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew. My uncle North sawed off and so well, he measured about 4'2". He thinks he's a giant, and you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew. They call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it off you. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew. Sing it for me, Joe.
His wife came down with food. Anything that I ordered just to sell him a quart of that good old Mountain Dew.
They call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it all. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew. Thank you.
called Broken Strings. Well, I know something you don't know, and I got something to tell you. You won't believe how many people straight dotted and flow. Both say that I was a failure. Another saint asking me for dough, and I'm yelling I can't help you. Can we get tickets to your next show? Hell no, you for real?
All right. Yeah. Now, thank
we're
you.
We're fixing it.
All right. You got some strings out there?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Your little lady's got some strings in here waiting for you if you need it.
All right.
Now you mentioned that some traditional bluegrass players don't really appreciate what you're doing sometimes.
Well, no, I mean, that's not always. I mean, a lot of times we don't really get along because, like, traditional bluegrass somehow now has, like, this prestige to it, you know, or, like, I would say, you know, for example, if I were to go to Ann Arbor and say I'm a bluegrass picker, it wouldn't really go over that well because we know quite a few of them, and they all drive Priuses, and, you know, they come home and watch the right TV show at the right time and, you know, make sure they eat green and healthy and all that kind of stuff. And we're
meat and potatoes kind of guys.
Yeah, we're not out there. We are out there to impress, you know, people, but by impressing them, we just want them to have a good time. You know, we don't want them, you know, looking at how fancy our instruments are, or, you know, look at that cool forward reverse roll he just did, or, you know, like, I don't care what you call what it is that we're doing. We're just doing it, you know.
All right. Well, hey, it's working so far because it sounds real nice.
What? Speaking of fancy instruments, I understand that at the Logger House last week, you guys had a washboard and you also had a tub with a string and a pole or something.
Oh yeah, when we first started, for the first few years, we had a actual wash tub bass player, and things just didn't really, you know, as far as us and him didn't
our
really work.
Touring schedule.
Yeah, us being on the road and him with his family didn't really work out, and we realized how limited that actual wash tub, you know, the stick and the string, how that limited us. So now we either use this nice acoustic bass, thanks to Mike Carey. Sorry, I haven't paid for it yet, and or you know, a proper bass fiddle.
In fact, he's got a real nice little guitar. In fact, it's looks like an acoustic guitar body with a bass neck on it.
Oh yeah, this is actually Mason's, not mine.
Well. And sooner or later, he will pay for it, Mike. Really, he will.
We promise.
Or I'll give it back. All right. I'm glad Joe changed that string, because now we're gonna swap over instruments here.
Well, make sure he's got it tuned just right.
Well, yeah, that's the priority.
It is. All right.
We're getting there.
All right. I was checking out your Facebook page and a couple of the photos that are posted. It looks like your shows get pretty wild.
Oh, they do. We do some acrobatics from here to there.
Some stunts.
We have some stunts. We like to, you know, include everybody that we can into everything that we do.
Do you have some music available?
Oh, we do have music available. Like I said, you can get it at iTunes, Amazon, or at waywardparade.com. There's a section there. We also have shirts and other assorted instruments, or instruments of joy, I guess you could call them. Because everybody knows you want a Rick It Pass t-shirt, you know,
oh,
and
yeah,
a CD.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah,
I guess we're ready to go now. As he passes here over that guitar and pulls out his mandolin. All right.
This is a song that is one of those ones that everybody knows you by, and I actually got an email the other day from a guy that said, you need to come out and play in Portland, because I heard a guy singing this song at the bar. And I kind of laughed, because I've only been to Portland once, and this song wasn't written yet. But it's called Can't Scare Me.
Look straight deep into my eyes, y'all tell me what you see. Best didn't notice, old dog got the new tricks up his sleeve. Well, didn't mean to boast out, didn't mean to pry. Why's your head hang so low when that noose is so up high? Well, you can't scale me, I ain't afraid of nothing. You can't catch me, cause I ain't running. You can't scale me, I ain't afraid of nothing. You
you can't catch me, cause I ain't running. Show 'em, Joe. Well, head in your hands now, die your knees, no, you never see me cry. Half these things I do, I tell you, I just don't know why. Well, didn't mean to impose out, didn't mean to cry. Why's your head ain't so low in that noose is so up high? Well, you can't scale me, I ain't afraid of nothing. You can't catch me, cause I ain't running. You can't scale me, I ain't afraid of nothing. You can't catch me, cause I ain't running. Scale me, I ain't afraid of nothing. You can't catch me, cause I ain't running. You can't scale me, I ain't afraid of nothing. You can't catch me, cause I ain't running.
All like right, that,
yeah.
All right. Oh, record pass right here on the live drive at 5.
All right. That's us. Hey, and if anybody's listening, we have a song coming up here in a couple that doesn't have a name yet. And if you feel like naming it, you're welcome to write in, and we will take your thoughts into consideration.
All right. You can always check out Margaret White on Facebook or call us up right here at area code 313-845-9676. Let us know what you think of Record Pass.
You mentioned that someone wrote from Portland that, and you hadn't written this song yet. Are all of your songs original, or do you?
Oh yeah, I mean 99.9% of all of our songs are original. But I mean, we also use the theory that B.B. King had, you know, where if you like it, borrow a little. And as far as traditional music goes, if you look back at traditional music, you know, I mean, all the way back into the 1600s, 1700s, people are still using some of the same lines, you know, and it's kind of fun to throw those in from time to time.
Little surprises. All right.
Now, for your songs, is there one main songwriter, or how do you go about things?
Well, everybody writes songs, and everybody's got, you know, a say in the songs. If we come in, you know, everybody comes to the table with a tune, and then by the time we're done with it, it's just not even the same song you brought, you know, in the first place. And another thing that we do that's interesting is we don't tell any of the, you know, like if I were to write a song and I'd come to the table with it, I don't tell Joe, make sure the mandolin goes like this, or make sure you play the bass like this. We just play the song. Just play the damn song.
I mean, see
it's,
how it goes.
Yeah, it's up to individual members to play. Yeah.
Yep. It's a trust thing, I guess.
Well, it's a band thing.
There you go.
Yeah, you guys are listening to it, so we might as well all have fun and make sure we like the way it sounds.
For sure, for sure.
Right, and these band members are Boots Conrad on guitar and banjo, Dallas Morgan on bass, Joe Vega on mandolin and guitar today.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
For now. It'll probably change in about 20 minutes. But all right, this next song is called Blame. It's about just not wanting to fight no more. You know, just taking credit for it. On the downward side of good, that's where I'll be found. And some things don't seem to want to change. It's not my fault, but I'll just take the blame. My nights hung over my days. I hung my hair, but I don't plan to stay. I wish someone would just lead the way. It's not my fault, but I'll just take the blame. It's not my fault, but I'll just take the blame. It's not my fault, but I'll just take the blame. One more shot and I'll hit the road. I'm never quite sure which way to go. I wish someone would just lead the way. It's not my fault, but I'll just take the blame. It's not my fault, but I'll just take the blame. It's not my fault, but I'll just take the blame. It's not my fault, but I'll just take the blame. It's not my fault, but I'll just take the blame.
There you go.
All right. Oh, life is often like that.
Oh, Joe's dad always sings it to his mom whenever she's mad at him.
It's a whole lot easier that way.
Sometimes.
Yep. You just got to take it sometimes.
I'm not going to say a thing.
Oh. Now, you mentioned earlier that you guys have been doing a lot of touring.
Oh, yeah, we do try to make sure we hit the road. I mean, the whole purpose of us being in a band is to, you know, sell records and, you know, share what we know, what we got to say. And, we've been real welcomed in a lot of towns, a lot of cities over the last couple of years, and we're thankful for what we do, and we're thankful for everybody who supports it. It's been a blast.
All right. How long have you been doing Rickard Pass?
Well, Rickard Pass has been together since, 2009.
No. Yeah, nine.
2009.
There's a bit of a discrepancy.
Yeah, we have a discrepancy.
Like a four-year discrepancy.
But,
oops.
Yeah, anyhow, but yeah, so you know, Jen, would it be 5 years? January, whatever the second Saturday of January is, or whatever the second Saturday of January was 5 years ago.
Yeah, the 10th or the 11th, I think.
Been around for a while. Let's just say that.
I don't know.
Thanks, Dallas.
So, when you travel, do you stay at friends or fans' places? Is it kind of a community thing? Or?
Whoever will put us up.
Yeah, yeah.
If we don't have a place to stay when we get there, we try to make sure somebody's got couch or floor space for us when, you know.
We squatted a house in New Orleans.
Oh, God.
It was awful.
It was really disgusting. But it, I mean, it was fun.
I worked in the car.
I didn't.
I mean, I slept on that couch.
Yep.
Anyways, we're going to play a song. I did some time in the Army or what have you, and then this Memorial Day, everybody's having these barbecues, you know, and nobody invited me to it. This is also the one without a name. And I've said that I'd never write a song about being in the service or any of that kind of stuff. So I lied, and here's one.
All right, now, they said this is, doesn't have a name yet, so you can call in 313-845-9676 and let them know what you think the name should be.
Around the world now, when I was 18, they said it was time for me to be a man. I closed my eyes and thought about her at a yearbook picture of the girl next door, and she didn't even know my name. They said I was fighting out for your right, there's evil out there gonna die tonight. Well, I was fighting to come home. Well, I was fighting to come home. Well, you can't catch me, cause I won't run. I'll stand right here till the battle's done, until that bullet comes to take me home. Well, you ain't praying, let's slap in the mud, and you're only free cause of somebody's blood, and they're still fighting to come home. Well, they're still fighting to come home. Grew up fast, but I grew up mean. Home's never been the same to me. No, I'll never be the same again. I got my lies and I got my scars. Well, I've been in fights and I've been behind bars. Well, you can't judge me, I am not ashamed. You can't judge me, cause I am not ashamed. No, you can't judge me, cause I am not ashamed. It also doesn't have an ending for anybody who wants to write one of those, too.
All right, yeah.
Not a sin. That's interesting. That is interesting. Well, we didn't get any callers, so it's going to have to remain nameless for a while. Okay.
We didn't want you to call anyways.
Yeah, we'll have to check the emails, too. We haven't got to that yet. So.
Right. The guy that manages the Spaceman website, he's online listening, and so is Diana. So we've got a couple of people are making comments. But
Well, to the both of you. We appreciate it.
They are some of the more vocal fans.
All right.
Now, for your touring schedule, have you got more touring coming up?
We got a little, like, couple of weekend turnarounds coming. We're going to go do a couple dates in the middle of October. We're going to go to Mishawaka, which is
Indiana.
Is that Indiana?
Yeah.
It's over there somewhere. And then we've got another date in Indianapolis, Halloween weekend. But aside from that, we're going to stop and we're going to focus on recording this new album. Because it seems like we're just getting more and more songs, but we have no way for you guys to take them home with you. So that's our primary focus. Hopefully it'll be out by February.
All right. Are some of the things you're playing today, are they your newer songs?
Yeah, quite a few of them.
Yeah, we got a couple on here.
Yeah, some of them.
All right.
We'll
see
if they make it.
You got to make the cut when you got a lot. You got to,
yeah. You got to cut them out. But this is one of our first tunes, actually. It's called Follow Me Down.
I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, not sure which way to roll. Them broken hearts and hollow eyes, why'd I ever leave my home? Oh, well, you follow me, you just follow me down. Oh, well, you follow me, you just follow me down. Well, I never had an enemy I couldn't call my friend. When your story stops, turn that page, watch it all again. Oh, well, you follow me, you just follow me down. Oh, well, you follow me, you just follow me. Heading down the wrong side of the road, not sure where it even goes. Them broken hearts and hollow eyes, why'd I ever leave my home? Oh, well, you follow me, you'll just follow me down. Oh, well, you follow me, you'll just follow me down.
All right.
Yeah. Warm. All right. Want to remind people they can come out and see Record Pass at PJ's Lager House next week.
That's right.
Yep.
Next Saturday, the 20th.
Woo. In fact, who's playing with you that day?
Oh, Scott Byram. He's a guy that we really look up to, and it's really just an honor to even be on the same bill with him. He's from someplace in Texas.
And he's got a buddy with him, too.
Okay.
All right. So Scott and his buddy are playing with you?
Yep.
And just the two of you?
No, it's it'll be Scott Byram, and then there's another band called Black Pistol Fire, which is on tour with him.
All right.
And we just got lucky enough to be able to get on the bill. Okay. We're thankful to PJ for making that happen. That is that.
All right. Have you got any other shows coming up?
I'm sure we do.
Well, I understand that you've got some changes happening in your life. You've got an impending newborn coming up.
I thought you were going to say impending doom. Because it's kind of what it feels like sometimes.
Oh,
it's coming, it's coming, when's it coming? No, it's going to be awesome. We got the whole house ready. We got the crib set up, and little Waylon's going to make his debut here real soon.
Well, congratulations. That's a good reason to take some time off this winter and get some recording done. And
Oh, yeah. And hopefully there'll probably be a couple more songs in there. If we have time, we only got 20 minutes and, like, well, three more songs to play, so I don't know how this is going to work.
Well, before, I just want to do a quick shout-out to Andrew, who says you guys are absolutely awesome. So
awesome.
He's enjoying the music. Let's hear some more.
Dig it.
Oh. All right. This next song is called As Fast As You Can, and it's also going to be radio edited.
You get to leaning, you use the ball. I hear that phone ringing, well, I still miss your call. You wake up tired on that wrong side of bed. Just be happy, cause you could have woke up dead. I said just roll, as fast as you can. I said just roll, as fast as you can. Try to trick that pretty girl to hold your hand. I said just roll, as fast as you can. You get complaining, you use a fail. That wine and moan has all grown stale. You always say, well, you're all alone. Well, you're useless, just some old skin and bones. I said just roll, as fast as you can. I said just roll, as fast as you can. Try to trick that pretty girl to hold your hand. I said just roll, as fast as you can. My side, digging on this grave with all them lies. Head in the sand, well, my feet up in the clouds. Never cared, didn't do what was allowed. I said just roll, as fast as you can. I said just roll, as fast as you can. Try to trick that pretty girl to hold your hand. I said just roll, as fast as you can.
All right.
Yeah.
You made it through the edited version.
All right.
Thank you for that.
Edit. You just go.
As I say, that's the edited version. If you want to hear the real thing, you got to come down to PJ's Lager House. Check out their show next week. That's the 20th?
The 20th. It's a Saturday.
Saturday night.
Saturday night's all right.
And do you know who's playing with you?
Scott Byram and Black Pistol Fire. And it should be pretty cheap. There is a cover charge, and it's 21 and up. And I believe we're going on first, and it should be a good time. So if you don't want to stay all night, you know, you just show up early.
Oh, hey, the best thing is come early, stay all night.
That's what will happen.
Yeah. Hopefully.
I have any say in it.
That's right.
All right, we got a little more time. Actually, we're doing real well on time.
In fact, cool. For you say you want to get some recording done. Have you picked out where you're going to do your recording at?
Well, we were thinking about just doing it at our house.
Well, a lot of people are doing that lately, so.
Yeah.
It works well. Especially with music that is basically so acoustic and minimalist.
Yeah, you just need a room that sounds good to make it all work out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds real good in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feels good. It's kind of hot in here, though.
Yeah, it is. They're in the transition period between air conditioning and heat, and we have no windows.
And here we are.
Oh, well.
Come more songs.
So this next song, I got a little carried away on my birthday a few years ago, and my buddy had drove me home, you know, and we got home, and I was like, well, take me back, you know, and, well, he did. And then you know, I get back home, next morning I wake up, and I'm like, well, my car's here, how did I get here, where are my keys?
Oh, boy.
So instead of looking for them, turns out they were on the shelf right above the toilet, so I should have found them, but anyhow.
Hiding places.
Instead of actually looking for them, I wrote a song about it. And Dallas has never played this before, so see how this works out. Woke up this morning with a ringing in my head. Lord only knows how I ended up in bed. Nobody tell me how I got home. Well, now I'm sick and tired, waking up alone. I said, who the hell keeps doing this to me? I said, where the hell are my car keys? My wallet's empty and my nose is broke. Two black eyes and I ain't got no smoke. I said, don't give me no none of your grief. Well, I'm walking out of here on my own 2 feet. I said, who the hell keeps doing this to me? I said, where the hell are my car keys? Go ahead, Joe. Sometimes I stumble, well, sometimes I fall, well, every time it happens, I swear it's not my fault. I said, who the hell keeps doing this to me? I said, where the hell are my car keys?
Oh.
All right, a true life adventure.
Hey, we've all been there.
Been there.
Sometimes.
Well, I try not to, but yeah, everybody's been there sooner or later.
When they're young.
It's good to have friends sometimes.
Yes, yeah, that's true. It certainly is. It's great to have you here in the studio today.
Oh, it's
Thanks
an honor to be
us.
Here. Thank you so much.
It's awesome.
I never thought I'd be here.
Ever.
So that's cool.
I didn't even know here existed.
Now, Joe, I hear you're a listener because you live in the area.
Yeah, I used to work out in Birmingham at the end of whatever that town is. I used to work out there, and I used to drive Southfield on my way home. And you know, there's normally nothing else good on the radio, and you guys were awesome.
Yeah, you guys are one of my only presets. Really, in my car, there's so much junk on the radio.
Oh, there is. Well, I'm glad you guys appreciate it. And,
definitely appreciated.
And we have kind of a captive audience between 5 and 6 o'clock because of the traffic jam on Southfield.
Yeah.
A lot of people who
It's always terrible, too.
That's why we picked it. This is the best time to have some live music.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad we could be here.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
All right. A little backstory on this song. It's about three generations of goofing up, you know, not living right by your kids and all that kind of jazz, and it's kind of like my hope that my kid looks at me, you know, a certain way for doing things the way that I, you know, I do them. And I know there's a lot of kids out there that can jive with this.
You want to take this one by yourself?
Looks like
I'm going to sit out.
Looks like it's just going to be me. Last time I played this song, I didn't know somebody was videotaping it, and I started crying like a little girl halfway through, and
That's okay.
It is.
It was moving.
He says, son, do the best you can. Live day by day. It don't matter if they're getting you down. Tomorrow's gonna come anyway. I know that I'm not the best, but I really played my game. When you're gone, I hope that's what they'll say. When I'm gone, I hope that's what you'll say. I said, son, I may not always be around, but you know I'm always here. May not be the one to teach you how to shave, well, I won't open your first beer. I know that I'm not the best, but I'm really playing this game. And when I'm gone, I hope that's what you'll say. And when I'm gone, I hope that's what you'll say. Cause he said, Dad, I may not ever understand, but I grew up to be a man. Love my mom and I went to school and I work with my two hands. I know that you weren't the best, but you really played your game. When you're gone, that's what I'm gonna say. And when I'm gone, I hope that's what they'll say.
All right. And as Boots wipes those tears aside, he's, yeah.
I didn't cry this time.
Yeah. All right, well, we're coming on down to our big finale here. Oh, we got about 8 minutes left for this show.
Know any jokes?
Now we brought you in instead.
Ooh, ouch.
Oh,
really?
But I mean that in the nicest way.
Oh, yeah.
So, but want to remind everybody you can come down and see them at PJ's Lager House next Saturday, the 20th. Got a big show, and where can people get a hold of Rickard Pass?
They can get a hold of us on Facebook, Reverb Nation. You can get us on waywardparade.com, or you can locate our music at iTunes and Amazon.
And you can listen to it on Spotify, too.
We have a listener online that is asking, are you guys playing at Corktown Tavern in October at the beach party?
Oh, that's in November. The beach party is November 16th. And then October 11th, we're at Corktown Tavern with some real good friends of ours, Carrie Nation and the Speakeasy.
And it's crazy.
And that's going to be wild.
All right.
Okay, so you got some upcoming shows as well.
Yeah. Well, I just remembered them just now. Thanks to whoever that was.
Diana.
Dance parties.
Yeah. All right.
And I'll take this. We got that 50s tune we can play for these
people. Yeah, that's a good one. I know that one.
Yeah.
Censorship.
As they switch out their guitars and Boots picks up his banjo again.
All right. Wow, that's loud. Yeah. Anyways.
This song, because we are from around here, we like to kind of enjoy our Motown roots a little bit, and we're going to try to do that with what we do.
Girl, if you try to leave, you better turn your head and try not to cry. If you look back and see me smile, well, you'll end up right by my side. And may not be the best, and didn't try my best, and you can't deny that's not true. I'm the best at loving you. Whoa. Helping Dallas fix his car. Well, you know that stuff wasn't true. No, you're spending your whole paycheck on baseball mountain news. May not be the best thing, didn't try my best thing. You can't deny that's not true. I'm the best thing at loving you. Try to promise to quit, but now I won't. So now you're leaving, girl. I already packed all your things, and may not be the best thing. Didn't try my best thing. You can't deny that's not true. I'm the best thing at loving you.
All right. No. And for that final run that that Joe threw in there.
We have enough time for one more?
No. Yes,
well, yes, you do. In fact, right. You've got exactly 4 minutes left.
Oh, that's perfect.
No.
Yeah. Well, what do you think? You think Dallas should do it?
Yes.
It's really silly.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, somebody
totally out of character, even.
All right. Not, something different.
Not out of character.
What are we doing?
Oh. You know what you're doing.
I hate you guys.
We just played this music festival down in Cookeville, Tennessee over Labor Day weekend. And if you haven't seen Dallas, then you don't know. And if you haven't seen Dallas sing this, then you really don't know. Because he turns into like a 50-year-old African-American woman real quick.
What?
Anyways, it's for all the ladies. Life can be, yeah.
send you, baby, to get it on me. Gonna get it on. I wanna get it on. Ain't no telling me that it's wrong. Come on, baby. Hey, hey, hey. Let your love come. Let's get it home. Oh, boy.
We got it on. We got that recorded now.
Oh, that sounded real cool.
Very cool.
Well, his mom was listening, so we had to make sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks a lot for coming in, you guys.
Oh,
next week, we've got a punk rock band, The Luckouts. Right here on the Live Drive at 5. In fact, it's a female-fronted band, I believe.
I think all female.
It's an all-girl punk rock band called The Luckouts. Stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves.
Yes?
Mr. Martin.